Yo, 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 welcome to the Legacy Talks podcast. Y'all here with your boy Daryl and my co-host.
This your boy Jay Lloyd, and we are here to talk legacy. So if you want to start a legacy, build a legacy, or leave a legacy, let's go.
And we are live. We are live, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on? Legacy Talk Podcast, baby. This is Jay Lloyd.
And it's your boy Daryl, aka Chambers Nation, man. We back here with another one, man.
Man, I feel like it's been a long time coming. Let the freedom bells ring, right?
Hey, well, when you get into it, man, sometimes, you know, you might not have that time to sit down and talk because you grinding. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's a different level now, you know what I'm saying? Especially now, the time that we're living in, because all we did was really see how much more time we got today.
Facts. We might have to change the podcast to like a grindcast.
they show
people grinding. Hey, low key people do that already. You see those sports people, the athletes, they be having people watching their workouts and stuff like that, and things like that's low key like a grindcast. But hey, if we can make it rhyme with pod, it'd be even better.
Well, hey, that's something for you to think about, Mr. Lyricist.
Yeah, man. Hey, you know, I ain't a lyricist or nothing. I just got a couple bars, Hershey bars, you know, candy bars, a little bit of Verizon wireless bars, not T-Mobile bars. They bars be weak, man. That's who I'm with right now, man. They be cutting up.
Man, my bar is about as short as that pie on my shirt.
Oh, man. Well, hey, listen, y'all, we glad to be here. We coming again with another podcast. So excited. Today we gonna talk about quarantine grind, because as everyone know, the country has been locked down. Not only the country, but the world has been locked down. The unthinkable have happened. And yeah, that's interesting. Interesting, man.
It ain't unthinkable no more, man. It's here already.
Who would have thought 2020 would have came in and just killed up people like this? Like, I mean, just tearing people up. Like, just
massacre.
Man, like, for real. Like, people was talking about, let me park my 2020 car and let me just hop to 2001. We ready to go. We ready to go, man.
I seen a couple people with the memes like, man, hey, if we could get 2020 back and hop back in 2019, we'd gladly appreciate that.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, like, people, when 2020 over with, people gonna come out lumped out like Martin, man. People lumped up right now. Lumped up. I mean, just when you thought, look, 2020 vision ain't never looked like this before. This 2020 vision, all right. This is 2020 butt whooping, man, like straight up. But nevertheless, you know, like Eric Thomas said, we turn tragedy to triumphs. And that's what we want to talk about today. That quarantine grind. Everyone should have some type of craft, hustle, grind, man. And by the way, for the listeners, if you are not grinding right now, shame on you. You is being a bum, because people got a lot more time. Like, I seen a quote that said that. I think it was one of our high school friends.
I wouldn't say they not grinding.
What would you call it?
Go ahead.
What would you call it if it ain't grind? Well, I mean, it depends. I just say everyone should definitely come out with a new skill, or a goal should be accomplished. A book should have been read. Something. I hope, you know, for the listeners that's listening to this, if you are the one I'm talking about, I hope it does make you uncomfortable enough to change what you are doing, because we got more time. We got more time on our hands to do a lot of things that people been dreaming of doing, but they've been working and now they unemployed. And so now they can grind, you know? I know people that got all type of all type of skill sets, but they weren't able to really, you know, work on that because of their schedule. Now they got more time. So I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm not excited about being locked in the crib, locked at home. I was for a week or so, 2-3 weeks, but you know, I'm a person that gets
out. Sure, man. You sure I ain't see you in that video with that party in Chicago?
man. You know, that's when we wasn't taking the quarantine serious. I thought black people couldn't catch it.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? They just having house parties. My man out there riding around on the horse. He wilding.
Wait, who was riding the horse? Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm going to have to send you the video, bro. It's a dude out there who be riding around on the horse, bro.
Hey, it ain't that cowboy buddy, was it?
It probably is the same dude. Yeah, he be out. They said he be out west, but I heard he was out south.
Look, haters can't tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. Speaking of out west, man, if you from the west side of Chicago, shame on you. Shame on you because Auntie Lightfoot, she gonna lock us down even more because y'all having house parties and that party was packed, bro. It was packed.
Yeah, don't know Southside crib look like that, my brother.
Hey, I guess, but you know what? I can't even knock them. You know why? Because whoever threw the party, maybe they a party promoter and that's they grind. Maybe they on the quarantine grind right now. Maybe they like, okay, I'm finna practice until the clubs open back
up. Practice? We talking about practice? We should be practicing social distancing.
And I seen like 5 people with a mask on, and it was more than
on their chin.
People.
The mask was on their chin. Man. On their chin, bro.
I think one was on their forehead too, bro. Man.
Man, hopefully they forehead ain't look like mine, boy. That would have been a big forehead. Well,
man, all I know is they don't come around me because y'all, yeah.
Man, it sounds good, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, Chicago getting it in. They ain't the only ones, though. You know what I'm saying?
I heard some of the other states, I don't know if they opened.
Yeah. Georgia's open, South Carolina, and Florida. And then North Carolina is supposed to be opening up starting today. I know the mall is going to be open tomorrow.
Okay.
So if the mall open, yeah, you already know what time it is.
Just be careful out there, my brother.
I ain't going to the mall. I just said it's open. I'm still on quarantine.
Wait, so that means clubs going to be open too?
No. They breaking it out in phases.
Got you.
Yeah, they got like a little, like three or four phases. I ain't really looking to the plan too much, but I know they got a couple of phases where they're going to start reopening stuff up. So everything's not just opening up at once.
Okay. All right. You see where my head at the club open?
That's what you're missing, huh?
Hey.
So what you replace that club time with?
You know what? I replaced that club time, the exact opposite. God, G-O-D. Man, I'm telling you, I had a lot more time to reflect, a lot more time to think, a lot more time to meditate, and I feel like now I'm at my best more than ever. I feel like high school again, you know, when we was actually focused, because, you know, at high school, we weren't really focused on parties and stuff like that, and, you know, all the things that we focus on today that don't get us to where we're trying to go. And so I've really literally just been focused on where I'm going, man, where I'm going in life. And I feel really good about it, real good. I be mad when nighttime hit and it get late because I still be trying to, you know, work. But the way my body is set up, around 10:30, I'm tired. I'm getting sleepy. And one time I pushed it to about 11:30, and I fell asleep, not with the computer just like this, and I'm just not out of there.
Hey, you know what? That's real though, cause to the same extent, like, I know I told you the other day, man. I was working on the code, man. I got a last step for this app that I'm finishing up, is adding a calendar to the app. And bro, I couldn't figure it out, but bro, you wouldn't have been able to tell me, bro. I looked up, I started at like, it was like 12 a.m. bro. I looked up, it was 6. So I spent 6 hours still, and I ain't finished it. I was still like, after 6 hours, I'm like, I might want to take a little nap before I got to go in to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what's crazy, because usually at 6 o'clock is when I'll be working out. And so you think about it, I'm going to sleep at the time while I be working out. So like, you know, sometimes that schedule get flipped around, and I know what I ended up doing is just start doing stuff in reverse. So what I've been doing at the end of the day, I was doing at the beginning of the day. What I was doing at the beginning, I was doing at the end. So I just took my routine and just twisted it around for that day. But I still got everything done.
Is it normally, do you normally do that, or have that just happened because of the quarantine?
No. That just happened for that day because of what I was doing. Like, I got that lock-in ability, bro. So that's the one thing that I had to be very careful of and cautious of, is because when I lock in, it don't matter what it is. When I'm locked into it, I'm locked in. If you get what I'm saying. So if I lock in on, for example, let's say I lock in on reading books, only thing I'm going to be doing is reading books.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to be doing nothing else. Like, I got an amazing lock-in ability. So what I've been really trying to make sure that I do over this break is make sure that I don't turn that switch off. And I got that from watching The Last Dance when they was talking about Michael Jordan. Right. And they're like, Michael Jordan got that switch, but he just never turned it off. Right. He's the only person I've seen when he never turns it off.
Right.
And so I'm just trying to make sure that I'm staying ready so I ain't getting ready. And so during this quarantine, bro, I know for specifically this month of May, I just started running a mile every single day. Now, that might not be a lot, you know, but a mile a day is a big commitment to me, because I haven't worked out for 30 consecutive days, and I can't even tell you the last time. So at this particular point, it's the 8th. I didn't start exactly on the 1st. I started on the 2nd, so I'm a week in right now, but one of the other things that I've already been doing for the quarantine is learning Spanish. But I think I'm on like day 27 or 28 in a row. So I get on the little app and I do the app. Now, you know, everybody can talk their trash. My mom was talking trash when I was talking to her about it. But that's one of the skills that I always said I wanted to learn in Spanish. And I only do about, you know, probably about 5 to 10 minutes a day. And my mom was like, that's not a lot. You know, you got a lot to learn. I'm like, it don't matter how fast I learn it, as long as I could do it consistently. And I know I could do that consistently every day for 5 to 10 minutes. But check this out. I do that when I'm in a restroom, is what I was telling my mom. So instead of me scrolling on my phone doing something else, I'm taking the time where I'm already going to be, and I'm committing that time to doing something that's going to help me get another skill to further myself, which that's is good. The Spanish. Now, the next step is going to be finding somebody that just specifically going to talk to me in Spanish.
I got a young lady. She told me she was going to teach me Spanish. I told her I wanted to learn. She said, oh, I'll teach you. I'm like, okay, all right. You know, it's a little incentive in it. She's easy on the eye as well. So, you know, I think I'll learn it a little bit quicker, you know, learn it a little bit quicker.
I got a phrase for her. hey, dame y cabeza. You know, that's the one thing I remember from Spanish too in high school.
Spanish class was something else, man. I had a wonderful time. You know, we was actually gunning each other in Spanish, bro. Like, I remember specifically Feo Gato. That's an ugly cat.
I already knew it. Feo Gato. Grande Feo Gato.
Grande Cabeza. Like, I'm telling you, we'll be in there cutting up. Teacher try to shut us down, then she'll get this work too, man. So it's hilarious, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah, but my teacher come in there like, pardon. Like, okay, you pardon. excuse me.
Man, hey, that's what's up. You know, I just recently reached out to, you know, I be prospecting and stuff online or whatever, and I reached out to this young lady and didn't know she was, like, just full-blown Spanish. She hit me with a whole – Spanish message, and I looked, I'm like, Lord. So what I did was copied and pasted in the translator. Yeah, saw what she said. She said she's doing really good. How are you? I'm Muy bien. And then I went right into prospect. Are you interested in more income? I put that in the translator. Copied and pasted. And then if she wants some information, I'm gonna talk to the other young lady, because I was telling her about the business. I'll be like, hey, I need you to be my translator. I'm telling you, I got it all mapped out, man. I got it all mapped out. For real. But you know what? You said something interesting. I'm sure a couple people would like for you to explain yourself as far as, you know, the lock-in mode. You know, I haven't really watched The Last Dance as of yet. I'm planning on watching it. I watched, like, the beginning and fell asleep because it was, like, 12 o'clock, and I already knew I wasn't going to watch it. I just put it on. Let my subconscious get to it. Hopefully I get some MJ into me, right? But I remember. Here you go with this pause, man. Now, we ain't pausing that one. MJ, everybody would be like, Mike. But I was listening to Eric Thomas, and Eric Thomas was talking about him watching The Last Dance with his wife. He said he wasn't even planning on watching it, but his wife was the initiator. She like, hey, I need you to hurry up, get everything done by 8 o'clock. He was like, well, what are we doing? We watching The Last Dance. Man, you don't get into sports. So it kind of caught him off guard, but he thought it was cool. So he like, okay, cool. So he said he was watching, and he said the one takeaway that he learned from it, the one takeaway was what you said, was Michael Jordan had a switch that could not cut off. He broke the off switch. And that was the only piece I heard from that podcast that Eric Thomas was doing. And Eric Thomas was on a damn treadmill while he was doing the podcast. I thought that was kind of beast mode right there. Like,
yeah, he always on that joint.
Bro, that was so cold-blooded. I'm going to buy me a treadmill, and then I'm going to start be walking and talking and, you know, doing a podcast, let the people know, look, you can get it in. You know what I'm saying? And so I thought that was kind of cool. That was the only part. After I watched that part, I cut it off. I was like, that's all I need to hear. And then I got to doing what I need to do. So how did you develop that lock-in mode where you can cut out all the distractions and lock in and fully focus on what you're trying to get done?
You really got to just I could explain it a lot of different ways. I mean, for me, that's just one of the things that I have. Like, that's just an asset that I have. But if I want to get in the lock-in mode, like I said before on an episode, I work out. When I work out, that's like it locks me in, especially when I work out early in the morning. So during the quarantine, most of my runs, I've been doing my runs approximately about 6 o'clock. So like, it's just light enough outside for me to go outside and run where it don't look like it's pitch dark, you know. So doing that at the beginning of the day, I'm putting my body at that high stress level. And, like, for me, I just get really, like, pumped up when I run. I don't know what it is. It always been like that, you know. And once I get pumped up and I run, I'm good. Like, everything else that I got to tackle after I work out is not going to be anything in comparison to what I'm doing right now. Because, like, when I'm running, I can guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, you know, I probably didn't even want to run, you know, But when I'm running and something, I feel the best, you know, I might be tired, you know, or I might not be at the level where I want to perform. So I know I got to keep pushing myself further. So every day when I'm running, I'm pushing myself further. So if I'm pushing myself further and doing this one specific thing every single day, then once I start doing other things, it's going to be the same transfer of energy. And then yes. I heard another thing too, the sexual transformation. So
transmutation.
So that's one of the other things that really helps you lock in. It's like when I feel that urge, I just lock in on whatever, use that same energy and put it into what it is I'm trying to do. And then the third thing will also be is doing something with somebody else. So for example, like me and one of my guys are doing like the push-up thing again, like what me and you and Donnell did. So we've been doing the push-ups. Me and him been doing 100 to 150 push-ups a day. And yesterday, me and him was doing the push-ups to send the video to each other at the same time. And so that's synergy. So now it's not just me doing it, it's me doing it with somebody else. And that takes the accountability level to a whole different level, because if I don't do it, now it's not just me that's not doing it. If I don't do it, then he might not do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. That's good. So having an accountability partner. Yep. So what would you say for somebody that's just starting out, what would be the advice you give them to get that, I guess, build that muscle, to build that muscle?
Get around people that's already doing it.
That's real.
Around people that's already doing it. That's the best way to do it, because when you get around people that are already doing it, when they doing something you want to do, that energy is going to rub off on you. Right. And it's the same thing if you got somebody that you're hanging around that has a bad energy, that's going to rub off on you. So you want to get around people that are already doing it, get around somebody that's already modeling it, and then just start asking questions. Just how you able to do it, and they going to keep it. If they're a real person, they're going to keep it real with you and tell you that they don't feel like doing what they're doing 90% of the time.
Right.
That's what they mean. Like, it's not easy to do. It's just that you do it so much, it becomes who you are, not what you do.
Mm-hmm. It becomes a lifestyle. That's good. Now, I know we'll hear some people saying, okay, that's good, that's fine, but I'm taking this social distancing serious, so I can't get around no people. So what would you say to them?
I mean, you know, like we on Zoom right now. You know, the world is so technically sound that it doesn't make sense for you to come up with an excuse like that.
Or maybe they don't know nobody. They from the trenches. They from the gutter. All the people they know is not.
Only thing you got to know is Google. That'll help you type in what you're trying to do on Google. Start watching some videos of somebody doing it on YouTube. Excuse over with. So it's always good. A way, man. If you ain't got somebody else, watch somebody do what you want to do, and hopefully you get inspired by watching them doing what they're doing.
One thing that I've done to help me get that lock-in mode was I watch numerous videos of Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace to him. Man, I still can't believe he's gone. Man, I shouldn't even brought him up because
You shouldn't have brought that up, man.
But you know, I still to this day watch Kobe, man. I watch him all the time. All right. I watch him all the time. And so to that person that's like wondering, okay, how do I get that lock in? Because I wanna do it, but it looked like the only thing I know how to lock in on is the TV, right? The only thing I know how to lock in on is Instagram, Facebook, social media, movies, things like that. Well, there's some good news in that. If you able to lock in on pleasure, on something that is not going to benefit your life purpose, your goals, your dreams, then there's good news. You're able to lock in on things that you don't look at as appealing to do. Right. So Daryl just said that you want to, most people that be locked in doing the things that they need to get done for the day, 90% of them, and I'm going to even go out to say 95 to 99% of them really don't want to do that. They don't want to do that at all. Because I know when I get to going with some of the stuff, I love to work out, but I hate it too. I hate it too, because I already know the physical endurement that is about to transfer. I'm already knowing what's about to happen. Another thing that I hate doing, all right, and people may call me crazy. They may call me something is a little off with that individual. I do think something is a little off with this individual, and I do think I'm a little crazy. But guess what? The greats are crazy. I take cold showers. I take cold showers. You know, that builds that mental toughness. When you in the shower naked with some cold ice water hitting your back, the part that you can't touch, you a real one. You're a real one. And then I even go as far to make sure I don't tense up, make sure my breathing is still the same. Is one of those things. But then, just like you said with the working out, after you do that one, after you do the workout, it's like there's nothing else that can stop you from doing what you got to do for that day. That's how it is for the shower. When you take a cold shower, that's literally the worst thing you can. I would rather do anything. I would rather build ditches for a living than to be getting in some cold shower. Real talk. So if you able to get in a cold shower, I'm telling you, your will is going to grow massively because of that. And so that's what made me do it. It wasn't because I like it, because it feel good. That don't feel good, but it feel good when you get up out the shower and you like, I did it. I conquered it. You know, that feeling when King David, when he wasn't king at that time, but little David cut the head. They probably call little Dave. Cut the head off of that huge, humongous giant called Goliath that everybody was scared of, including his oldest brother, who was looked upon as, you know, a king to his father. When I forgot who came to David's father and told him he had to anoint one of his sons because he was the king. But the point being, y'all, is you can get it done. You can do it. You have to really focus in and lock in. I also like what you said about the sexual transmutation, man, because, you know, that one is very, very, very tough. That's up there with a cold shower, if not worse. You know, you're talking about something that men go crazy over, something that is like the rise and fall of great leaders. How do you manage to use that energy for something good?
Check this out, though. If that's one of the hardest things to deal with as a man, if you can control that area, you can control any area.
That's facts. So that's real talk.
When you in a battle, you never want to run away from the battle. You got to run into the battle, but you can only run into the battle if you're ready. You know what I'm saying? And that's only going to come from, in the words of Allen Iverson, practice. You know, you got to practice. You know what I'm saying? So if you know that, let's for example, if you know you can only go 2 weeks without, you know what I'm saying, going to get what you need to, then you got to learn how to make that stretch. Go 2 weeks in one day, then go 2 weeks in 2 days. You know, just if it take whatever it take for you to stretch that out, you know what I'm saying? And then you got to understand that all of that energy that you're using to chase after something that you may not even hold valuable, that only may be temporarily good for however long you in there, 5 minutes to an hour, whatever your time is. Once that's over with, you just gave some of your energy to that person. And if that person not helping you build what you're trying to work for, then you wasting energy and time.
That is so true.
It's all about your perspective on how you look at it, you know, in terms of that. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy, you know, and I'm not saying that I've always been successful at it, you know. It's one of those things that's a constant work in progress. WIP, work in progress.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that holds a lot of energy, a lot of energy. I've realized that because there's been times where I've been so focused on what I was doing, getting something done, that I forgot about that aspect. And it'd be 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm like, man, I got a lot of energy. I got a lot of energy. But I notice it hits me the most when I get idle. Idle. You remember that word? Idle.
Idle.
I believe it's in Outwitting the Devil. Napoleon Hill said that idle mind is the devil's playground. So I focus on not being idle-minded. Because when you idle, that means you pretty much bored. You're looking for something to do. And when do most kids get in trouble when they're bored. When they're bored, that's when most kids get in trouble. When they're bored. So if you are
in idle time, though,
huh?
When do you have idle time, though?
Well, there's times where I stop doing what I'm doing, or I go to Instagram to do something, and then next thing you know, I'm looking at something else. Right, right. Oh man.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
You know, I was just showing my sister.
Oh, like, you get that random text message.
You know what? You know what's crazy? So let me tell you what's crazy about that. This is so crazy because that's real. That's real. That's real. So I'm on it's Wednesday. No, it's Friday. Well, I got my days mixed up. So I've been on the fast for about
Every day end with why.
I've been on the fast for about 9 days since last Wednesday. All I've been drinking was water and smoothies. And I have one smoothie a day, or sometimes I don't have none. A couple days I didn't have none. All right. And so when I started that fast, what made me do it was I needed to get my discipline back in order. I was cutting up and I didn't like where I was going. And I was like, okay, reset, reset, reset. Okay, I need to fix this. So I'm in the shower after I took a cold shower, right? And the spirit spoke to me. It was like, you need to go on the fast. And I was like, okay, all right, cool. I go ahead and get Google and look at some things that I can do and plan out the fast. And then I start Monday. And it was Wednesday. He's like, no. Now, huh? And then it was gone. I asked,
you raggy?
Like, today, like, we can't start tomorrow. Like, I could plan it all out. But no. Today. What you planning out? You ain't eating. I'm like, doggone, man. Dang. So I ended up just falling head first, diving head first, and went in. And I've been on this fast. So the first day actually, you know what's funny? It haven't been that bad at all. At all. Like, I thought that my body was finna just be cutting up. When I say, because when I normally eat, if I don't eat and I know I'm about to eat, my body just craving for food. But once I told myself, okay, I'm going on a fast, and I don't know how long it's going to be until God say something. 11 days. I'm like, okay, all right, cool, okay. Make it 12. Damn it. So it was like, so I'll be off the fast on Tuesday, so I'm excited. But it opened my eyes and made me a lot more, when I say I'm a lot more mentally tough, mentally focused, clarity off the chain. I just feel different. And now that's something that I'll be doing regularly, fasting. And I lost about 10 pounds or whatever. So I'm excited about that. And your boy look real good, real good, feeling good, feeling magnificent. I ended up buying. And then once I eliminated the food and I haven't had food in my system other than the smoothies, I started, getting ideas and stuff like that, and getting my health good, my health right. So I ended up buying some sea moss and put that in my smoothie.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on the dark side now.
Okay. I got some too.
Yeah, hey.
Mine just came through the mail.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. It stink, though. Ooh, it smell like the sea for real. You know what I'm saying?
Which one you got? You got the regular one?
I got the Irish moss.
Yeah, I got powder. The purple one. No, I got the actual sea moss.
Yeah, no, that one is too. It's purple, but it's Irish. They call it the Irish moss because, it's an algae or whatever. So that, and then it's this other one. I know I'm going to chop the name up. It's called Ashwagandha or whatever.
Ashwagandha.
I got some Ashwagandha. All right.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, some Ashwagandha. And then the next thing I'm going to get is some It's some type of mushroom. I forgot what it is. It's a mushroom.
I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
It start with an R.
Rikishi or...
Yep.
It's something like that.
Something like that, yep. And yeah. then that sea moss I got actually got burlock in it, if I'm saying that right. It got burlock and it got something else in it or whatever. So it got a combination. And then, of course, I got my my moringa. I got to get some more spirulina or whatever. And when I say I feel amazing, and then I still do my push-ups for the day, push-ups and a little bit of sit-ups and stuff like that, you know, and alkaline water. And
hey, so I ain't even cut you off that. What's the name? That, so all of the stuff that you're getting is actually this this powder and stuff that I put my parents on that you can use too. It's called Organifi.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, and they got all of the stuff that you're talking about is in there.
Oh, yeah.
Put the little powder in your water, or you can make it like tea. Most people, that's what they do. They make it as a tea and they drink it. You got to check that out, man.
Oh, you know what? And then it's another one that I'm going to get. It's called Lion's Mane. Love the name. Love that name. That, like, they sold me off the name. Oh, shit. Let me go ahead and grab me one. Lion's Mane. Oh, man. So, you know, it's all about just being better. Because, see, if you can manipulate your feelings, because let's be real, you're not going to feel good 100% of the time, but you can manipulate yourself to feel good with what you're thinking, your affirmations that's controlling your thoughts and stuff like that, and what you're putting into your body. And so, you know, I'm pumped up.
And you hit it right on the head, because if you putting the wrong stuff in your body, your thoughts and everything else that's gonna come from that is gonna be wrong, or not necessarily wrong, but your thoughts are not gonna be clear. They're gonna be dim. They're gonna be foggy. You're not gonna be thinking the right way. It's gonna have the reverse effect. As if you were eating good, you know, if you're eating green, if you eating all the kind of the stuff that we were talking about with the sea moss, you're getting some more vegetables in there, and you're eating a clean palate, then your thinking will be clean. But once you eat dirty, and once you don't watch what you're putting into your body, then you're not going to get the right results out. So it's always that, and it always come down to that. So anything, when you grinding on anything, working on anything, and it's not working out the way that you want to, you have to look at what you put in, because if what you're getting out is not what you want, then you have to look at what you're putting in. So what you're putting in, that's in terms of your spirituality. What are you putting in terms of what are you reading? What are you seeing? What are you thinking? What are you doing? Everything that you're putting in, you know, you got to make sure that you're getting some sunlight. I know it's still cold in some of the places y'all in. Hopefully it start to warm up pretty soon so y'all can start getting a little bit more sunlight in. You're supposed to get about 1 to 2 hours a day in between 12 to 4 of during your time. And that sunlight helps prepare you to get a good night of sleep.
Right.
It relaxes the body and gets the body ready to get proper sleep, which is also as important.
Very, very important. Very, very important. So I brought that fast up because the moment I said, okay, I'm changing some stuff around, I'm getting this stuff done, I got a couple text messages, you know, and it was from some people that I hit up a couple times, and they ain't hit me back, and I forgot about it. I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm like, never mind. And so, you know, then the moment I get on the fast, one want me to come over that evening, all right, late in the evening, but evening. So I'm like, okay, all right. And for a split nanosecond, I thought about it, but I was like, I caught you, devil. Yeah. You think we wouldn't find out? Mm-hmm. We found out.
Found out real quick.
We found out. Yeah. And so once I started getting those, I had a really a close teammate. My second day in the fast, a close teammate quit on me in the business. All right. I mean, really wasn't producing, but he was a church member, you know, so that's just as important because he was showing up. And so, you know, that hit home. Well, it would have hit home if I wasn't on that fast, but me being on the fast, it was like, wow. Wow, Joe. Wow. But, you know, I got a mentality of a pigskin. That water rolled right off of me, you know, and I kept it moving. And I was like, okay, well, best of luck to you. I wish you nothing but the best. I hope you be successful in what you got going. We always boys, we always good, you know. So if you ever want to come back, you ever want to, you know, just hit me up. You know where I'm at. But then you know what that did, bro. You know what that did, Daryl? That awakened the damn beast. That broke the damn off switch. I don't even know where the off switch is at. And I found the off switch. I found the off switch and I burnt it up. That's what I did. I put gasoline on it and I burnt that damn off switch up because I was like, you quit on me, I'm gonna show you something.
Burnt that off switch on baby.
About to bake another one. Oh baby. So you know, that but those are just things that's gonna happen in life. You gotta, you know, I did a video about problems. You know, problems gonna occur and you just gotta be a problem solver. Like you said earlier, you don't wanna run away from it. You know, you don't wanna run away from the problem. You wanna run to the problem. You know, it was a story about it was cat. I forgot the animals. I forgot the species. I believe, help me out if you know what I'm talking about. I believe it was the, it wasn't cattle. I don't know if it was a bull. It was something similar to a bull, maybe an ox, not an ox. It's something, but anyway, yeah, it was, I think it was bulls. Bulls run to the storm. Cattles run away from the storm. And they saw what happened when a major storm had hit, and it found out the cattle that ran away from the storm actually got killed. And the bulls were the one that survived. I found that to be powerful. I found that to be powerful. You trying to run away from me? No, you gonna get this work.
Get you over gonna, here.
Right, you gonna get this work. You know, and I rather die swinging than to die running any day.
And the reason why I said run to your problems is because the quicker you can run to it is the quicker that you will be able to solve it. But if you run away from it, that problem never go away. It's still there. You just not looking at it. That's like me getting in the boxing ring and they like, all right, square up, go. And then I just turn my back thinking my opponent not finna swing on me. How crazy do I look? Like that's how you look when you run away from your problem. Like you getting in the boxing ring and they saying go, then you turn your back like they not finna hit you in the back of your head. The thing about it is when you turn around or when you run away from your problem, you can't even see what angle is coming at anymore.
Yeah, you know that actually gave me the visual of. Oh my God, that actually gave me the visual when we talk about boxing, right?
Boxing. Here you go.
That gave me the visual when
I can't get it out. Come on, bro.
When Joe Frazier fought George Foreman. George Foreman was lighting his ass up. He was lighting him up so bad that Joe Frazier ran. Literally, he turned around and got the running George Foreman, boop, in the back of the head, knocked him clean out. And the only way I knew about that was because they was talking about on SportsCenter about, and it was Stephen A. Smith talking about George Foreman versus Mike Tyson, who was scarier. And you know, everybody had mixed thoughts or whatever, but Stephen A. Smith was like, no, Mike Tyson, you knew he was a dog, you knew he was gonna come in to do all that, he had that reputation, but you're talking about George Foreman, and he was like, the same guy that knocked, and he pointed out a lot of names. I didn't know those names, but it was some big, heavy names, though. Some big, magnificent people in the game. Then he brought up, he was like, you're talking about the same slugger that knocked Joe Frazier out as he was running, literally running. And I was like, no. No, he didn't. And I look, and I seen the video, and I seen the man trying to get out of Dodge. And he, boop, I mean, knocked him clean out. Knocked him clean out. Don't quote me. I believe, I'm 90% sure it was Joe Frazier. It might have not been, but I'm 90% sure it was Joe Frazier. Because Joe Frazier, the one that go like this all the time. You know, he got a weird fighting style.
But I wouldn't know. Boxing, that's your sport. I thought you were about to say something about Adrian Broner.
Well, you know, that's a lack of focus right there. Unfortunately, you know, that man could have been great.
And that's why I thought that would have been a prime example of, you know, before the quarantine, you could have looked like you had it all together. And you know, now during the quarantine, it could be completely opposite. But you got to remember that it's another chapter in this story. And what you do right now, why ain't nobody watching when everything come back to normal or whatever normal may be, we going to see the people who've been grinding and we going to see the people who just been, they grinding. Hey, everybody been grinding. We just going to see what type of grind you had. You know, if your grind went to the TV, if your grind went to the books, if your grind went to your craft, you know, whatever it is, we going to see it. So we just want to encourage y'all during this quarantine to really think about it is what you're doing. And you have to find the thing that turns the switch on for you. For me, that's working out. I know working out to turn the switch on. Meditation turns it on as well.
Yeah.
It's doing something that requires elite focus in the beginning of the day so that during the rest of the day in those patches of time where I take time away from something or, you know, because we all have those times where we take a break where I'm not breaking too long. You got to break just enough time to take a break, then get back to it. You know, sometimes we take breaks for a longer period than we actually did work. So you got to be careful of doing things of that nature. And, you know, enjoy your time with your families. I know quarantine, you know, a lot of people are with their families. You can be with your family and still grind. I mean, if you know you got your kids and stuff going on with you, then you need to wake up earlier than what your kids are. Because if you wake up early what your kids are and work on your craft before they even get up, by the time they get up, look, you know, I already did what you need to do. So, you know, when your kids go to sleep later, or if they go to sleep early, or y'all have something else to do with them, then you could take that extra time and continue to work. That's what I like to call it. I like to call it extra time or extra credit. When I get up and work in the morning on my craft before I go to work, and then I get some more time after work, man, it's like getting extra credit after work because I done already put in some time early this morning. So now it's really go time.
Yeah. You know, one thing I love about working in the morning is, you know, doing more in the sleeping hour where most people are asleep. Doing more in that time zone than people do during the whole
entire day. Yep.
That's the focus. And, that's not really the focus, but it's a good accomplishment because, you know, all winners do, y'all, as we wrap up, is they do the work and just a little bit more. I mean, just a little bit more. You know, people grind, but the what separates the good from the great is they do a little bit more, just a little bit more. What separates the great from the phenomenal, just a little bit more, just a little bit more, right? And so we're talking about somebody like LeBron James, he's considered one of the best in this generation now, you know? We got the KDs, we got the Kyries, we got the, you know, the Carmelos, and, you know, because LeBron, man, it was big back in the day when they first was drafted, Carmelo versus LeBron. That's all they kept talking about. Carmelo versus LeBron. And then D Wade stole all that thunder and was like, all right, I get a ring in 3 years. Bet. In 3 years in the league, the man got a ring, right? Because he did just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. But LeBron and Carmelo. LeBron just did a little bit more. A little bit more. And it didn't show. It didn't show first 5, 6, 7 years. Both of them was looking magnificent, you know. But then we started seeing, okay, LeBron a little better. Okay, LeBron is a little better. Okay, LeBron is better. LeBron is better. Okay, LeBron is a lot better. A lot better. And then here go championships. Championships. So I want to encourage y'all, man. Find your grind. Find something that turns that switch on, right? And when you turn that switch on, keep going. Keep going. Keep pushing. And when you're ready to stop, when you're ready to stop doing what you just do a little bit more. A little bit more. What do you mean by that? If you're working out and you're running that mile, just take an extra couple steps. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. An extra 50 meters. Just a little bit more. So an extra few feet. Just a little bit more. Because it's going to add up. It's going to add up. So that's all I got, man. Daryl, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, so my final thought to leave with you guys is when you are at that point of adversity, just remember that if you never become the best version of you, somebody will never become the best version of them. That's what I'm going to leave y'all with. So be the best you, so the next person can be the best them, because they might need to meet the best version of you to become the best version of them.
As he drops the mic. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Hope y'all enjoy. We'll see y'all another time.
Nails did, hair done, where the swag on? Thick chick, the type of girl you could bag on. I seen her, I could take you to the VIP. All you gotta do is come roll with me. I promise I can fulfill your fantasy. Beauty out this world, I swear you touch another side of me. Especially when you're next to me. Excessively thinking how this was meant to be.